Okay, so the Gemara has one simple question. Reish Lakish wants to know, why didn't the Torah, why didn't the Torah write down an Hazara for Inui? Okay? Why did the Torah not write an Hazara for Inui? So Reish Lakish says, I'll tell you why, because it's impossible, right? Mishum, the law Efshar, right? I mean, it's... Okay, so that's the Gemara's question, right? So the Gemara, so Reish Lakish says, what would it say? Okay, so the Gemara says, Hechi Nichtav, right? Nichtav Rachmana lo Yochal. So okay, so first possibility is the Gemara could have said, what? Oh yeah, got. So what's the? Okay, so the Gemara says lo Sochal, right? That's what it could have said. Meaning the Torah could have said, and again, pay attention to language here. The Torah could express the Isser of Inui. The Torah could have said the prohibition of Inui is through not eating. Okay, lo Sochal. All right, so the Gemara says no achila b'kazayis, right? So we know what's the measurement of food to violate the prohibition of eating on Yom Kippur? Not a kazayis. That's all you have to know. Okay, not a kazayis. A kosevis. It's kosevis.
Not a kazayis. What is that?
Does it? No, it shouldn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. No. That's a trap. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
And notice how, because look at Rashi says. Rashi says. He says, where is he? He goes, lo chayva lav el b'yishuv das. Keep that in mind, right? It's an issue of yishuv das. What does yishuv das mean, by the way?
Isn't that where you're aware of it?
What?
It's like settling of the mind.
Settling of the mind. I'll take that. Okay, what? 1 second. So the first question is, and then let's do the second one, and then we'll ask all the questions. Then the Gemara says, okay, if that doesn't work, then do lo su'uneh, right? You can't say lo su'uneh, because if the Torah said lo su'uneh, right, kum achol mashma. What lo suneh would tell you is that what are you supposed to do in Yom Kippur? Eat, because you can't write in the Torah. Don't afflict yourself, because that is in a sense, a double negative. Affliction being, we'll call that a negative. It's not really a double negative, but it would tell you to eat. Okay, so what questions? I put it in the chat. What questions should we be asking on this Gemara? On these specific steps here, I'm assuming that the Gemara knows that the amount to violate Achila normally is a kazayas, as we know this already. Like for instance, on Pesach, how much matzah do you have to eat to fulfill your obligation? A kazayas. So the Gemara knows this. The Gemara knows that's the shear. The Gemara knows this is the amount. So that's true. So what's the Gemara? Why is it wasting our time? You understand? The Gemara is saying maybe the Torah could have said lo sochal, but we know lo sochal only means a kazayas. It's not a chiddush that Tami only means a kazayas. So why even record this? That's one problem. Does everyone understand that? It's, okay, and of course, if that's true, the same question should apply to lo su'neh. Because by lo su'neh, it's so obvious. It's a double negative, so to speak. Right? It won't work. There's a reason why. Sorry. Kumachal. You'll see. So the Gemara, this is as if, without getting to what the overarching question is yet, all right? Let's look at lo sochal for a second, okay? So, assuming the Gemara knows quite well that Achila is a kazayas, right? So, what does lo sochal mean? When the Torah says, if the Torah would say lo sochal, right? No, but I'm saying, but if it's lo sochal, right? Lo sochal being, and there's something you said that's going to be very important soon, right? Lo sochal being, let's say, the representation of a category. Which, by the way, the Gemara does it all the time. I know what the Rambam says.
That's what I'm looking
for. I know. That it's a representation of a category, right? So it's often, that's not, give me another example, because what do I love? Lulav is a perfect example, because lulav means two things in halacha. Lulav means one of the arvaminim, and it means the category, okay? So you could argue if it's referring to the category, right? So then, okay. But interesting, the Maskana is going to say that the Isser Achila, right, of Yom Kippur, right, is not the same Maisa Achila issue in any other type of Achila. It's a new phenomenon of Achila. So you're going to have to say that. You understand? Because you still could have said that, because you still could have theorized that the Achila of Yom Kippur would have been a Kazayas, but it's not. Because what's the issue of eating on Yom Kippur? What does Rashi say? Yishuv Das, which means that what's the problem of eating Yom Kippur?
Sells your mind.
What's the problem of eating? Come on, you said it. What's the problem of eating Yom Kippur?
It's violating Inui,
which is what?
Estate.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. That's what we're looking for. Okay, what we're looking for is, this is the mindset the Gemara is trying to see. This is where the problem lies. The problem lies in the fact that how you're going to, it's not just how the Torah could write an Isser Inui. It's that there is no, what's a Maisa Inui? Because Inui is what? Eno is a state of existence, right? It's a state in the gavra. That's what it is. So the action of eating, right? The action of eating is, it can only be a stira in the state in the gavra, right? But it's not that, it's not, so that's a whole different institution of ma'is achila. That's why it could be a kosevis. You understand?
Yeah.
In other words, I'm adding one more point to what you're saying. Or as I say, the fact that it's kosevis shows you that this entire phenomenon of achila is a different phenomenon altogether. But that's the whole point. Is that, is, in other words, when you eat on Yom Kippur, are you doing, you're not violating, in other words, when you say you're violating inui, it's not that the maisa itself is inui, it's that by doing this action, what am I doing to my state of existence? I'm destroying that, right? Okay? So,
there we go.
One second. No. Don't ask a question yet. Come on, just do the other shoe, then you can ask the question. So now, lo suna. So now the Gemara says, right, the Gemara says, so say lo suna, right? That, which is even more pshita, because if it says lo suna, but what do you mean? Lo suna means kumachal, right? Lo suna, if you read that, if you translate to English, it means you should eat on Yom Kippur, or you should violate Eno on Yom Kippur. So what's the Gemara doing? Yeah. In other words, good. It was good. So the Hamin is going to say, and I think it flows very nicely, the Hamin is going to say, okay, well, if when we see Inui means, right? The, in other words, what does inui mean halachically? What's the legal expression of inui, so to speak? These actions, right? Don't eat, or eating, don't eat X, Y, Z, right? Those are actions, right? But I think in order for this to work, they are, because you can't eat.
It's not eating, it's not natural.
You're not allowed to eat. I can't eat, right? But that's still a maisa, that's an iser maisa, right? Good, that's all I mean, right? So if it says, it's not the maisa itself, but if it says lo suneh, what would I learn? What does suneh mean? Lo, don't. It means don't eat. Eat. No. I'll put it in a way that makes it easier for you. In other words, if you wanted inui to be an action-centric halacha, right? If that's what you wanted, this is the way it would work. You understand?
I think it's important to stress that it's reacting to the first step.
I agree, exactly. I said that before. I should say it louder. In other words, now that we have the first step in... Okay, let me just finish the maskana, then we'll come back to that, right? So in other words, but the Gemara is saying that no... There is no mechanism whatsoever. Inui, there is no maisa of inui, right? Inui itself, right? Inui itself is not, doesn't lend itself to any action. So, I think that's what you were saying before, right? When you said that, right?
Even if that's true,
when you see inui in the Torah, right? When you see the word inui, it is not. There's no maisa to speak of whatsoever. Even when you want to say that there are actions that you do that would violate inui, it's not that the isser. It's not that if I ate on Yom Kippur, I'm doing an action. Of like, it's not an action of inui or negative inui. That's not. There's no action like that. Rather, it's simply violating a certain state that God is supposed to be in. By the way, not just a state, and that's the other point also. There's inui. Keep this in mind. Inui is an actual positive state you're supposed to be in. It's not like, right? It's not like what? It's not like. I told you guys in Hachana. It's not like Shabbos.
If inui is a positive,
why is it not like Shabbos? That's the point of what's the halachic address of inui? How do we, what do we do with it? How do we create this into like a halachic construct? We know one thing. What do we know? We know factually I can't eat today. That we know.
Wording still makes zero sense.
So based on Reish Lakish, right? Reish Lakish gives up at this point. No? What does Reish Lakish say? Because that's it. You can't. Now, okay, now watch this move now. Is everyone, okay, so up to this point, we understand? So now, what do we know? What's the underlying concept here in the Gemara? That inui is, a positive state in the Gavra. The Gavra must be in a certain state. Now you have a big problem. How do we construct that in the Torah? Right? Can we?
Yeah.
So now the Gemara says, he's shamer pen. Okay? Now, let's just think for a second, okay? Before we get to the technicalities, all right? I asked these guys this question during Achana, but it's a cute question to think of. So if he shomer pen would work, right? Ever familiar with that, right? You're like, why not write down, why not just say he shomer pen lo suneh? So now you solve your problem, right? Because what are you going to say? Well, okay, I shouldn't say that. How does that solve the problem in the Hava meeting?
Because now it's saying not lo suneh, don't do, according to the Moskva, it's not don't do inoy. Now it's saying make sure that you keep inoy by like avoiding it. Like,
well,
it's not directly. Stating the negative of the state, it's just putting like a limit in there to like say that there's an idea of a low tasa.
Right. So what's the problem with that? There's why would the Gemara strike first and say, why don't Reish Lakish say, oh, he's shomer pen?
Because it's not a low
tasa. To simplify, I think what you're saying is that this transition point in the Gemara is saying that, because again, you don't have to ask this question. I think it's a valid question, but you don't have to. But the question is, so why did the Gemara just start with he's shomer pen? In other words, again, for those who need things to be practical in their lives, this Gemara is not going to help you. But insofar as theoretics is concerned, it's a theoretical possibility. So start off with this. So I think what Ellie, I think what you guys are saying, I think what you're saying is that, well, you know, the idealized expression of an Azhara is going to be what?
Low
X, right? That is the ideal, that's the paradigm Azhara. So Hishamer, again, on a literal level, Hishamer is a warning, right? Like, for instance, think of this example. Like, what's the difference between saying, don't cross the street, you're not allowed to cross the street, versus saying, be careful crossing the street, right? What's the difference between the two? One of them is framed as an actual legal isser, but we can't do that anymore.
Right. We realize that's impossible, so we're going to the next.
Right, so that's why I would argue why in the beginning of the Gemara I won't present this. Right, it's saying that right, exactly.
As the element.
Exactly, you first want to start with the idealized version, but now we can't have that. So this does get something across.
As the element of a warning, but it's not right, warning like, the specific thing.
Exactly, and it's not constructed as an isser. It's like beware, like be careful walking next to that cliff. But it's not telling you you can't. You know what I mean? Okay, fine. Okay, but just to be clear, just to get our facts straight. So the Gemara says he's shomer pen lo suna, right? So Rashi says, what's he shomer pen? I don't know why I'm reading today. He says, "Hishamer pen tavo lidei lo su'ne." Very clever. So be careful. This I'm translating to English. Be careful. That's hishamer. Lest. That's pen. Okay. I think I said the word lest more times here than most of my life. Lest what? That you'll come to violate inui. Okay. And let's read lo su'ne right now as against the state of the gavra. Let's translate it that way. Okay. So the problem is, but the Gemara says it's not going to work. Why? In Cain, nefishi lehu levai. So hishamer upen. Now I'm reading it this way: hishamer, the word hishamer, and the word pen. Okay, sheshnein lo sasehin. They're both statements of prohibition. All right, va'anan lav echad armina. But we know there's only one prohibition. Right, shema lo ratzel laharbos bolavim. We don't want the Torah. If we're going to present this, and again, without defining it, we got to be precise. So we don't want people to walk out thinking if it says Hishamer Pen, how many Isurim of Inui they're going to think exist? Not the five actions right. That come from it. Rather, Inui itself, you're going to think there's two. That would be a distortion. A distortion in Inui.
What would you think the two Isurim are?
I think you'd agree. That's not like an. Is that like an intrinsic problem, so to speak?
Oh,
it's not.
Well, maybe. It depends.
In other words, in the Maskana, right? The Maskana is saying, it's not. In other words, a guy could read Hishamer Pen and come up with what the Havmin is thinking. Right. You understand? It's just that the problem is, since what exists in the Maskana is a possibility, what's that going to do insofar as presenting this Isser? You understand what I'm saying? In other words, in the words Hishamer Pen, you can see, you have to be able to see both possibilities. But because the Maskana's possibility exists, which is a distortion of what the thing is, that's why it fails. You understand? Are you saying that according